I feel very Chinese Singaporean, but people don't look at me as if I'm Chinese Singaporean. So this is a Maobi done by my dad. It means, you know, every day you're working hard for the business, but 安居乐业 is, you know, you're still taking it, you know, day by day and still happy lah. Since I was a kid, I've always been interested in government and public policies. I was always wondering why other countries, you know, the leaders weren't doing more to help their people. It was a very naive kind of thing. You know, made me feel very proud and excited that I was a Singaporean and we had this model that worked. Of course, I also felt like there were things that I didn't quite align with, especially in my late teens, early 20s, specifically how the education system was crafted, how meritocracy worked here. I think meritocracy is super important, but it didn't take into account how late bloomers can find their way later in life. Not being that great of a student, I always felt I was more of a late bloomer myself. Ultimately, you know, it's when I think back about why I want to enter politics, it's thinking back to, as a kid, how I viewed what were the gaps, and then seeing how the gaps have closed. But over the next 10, 20 years, there'll be more gaps that open up. And hopefully my own perspective, which I think is a bit unique, can help patch those. Well, for me, the key, if I'm voted in, is to represent the constituents of Aljunied. It's not just to represent their needs and interests today, but also for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. I think that's also another strength of our government, which is that they plan for the long term. Maybe also more specifically to policies I'm interested in. My current work is related to cities and urban development. I've worked with government around the world, basically, on public policies related to urban development.
So you got this thing in your office.
Like, yeah.
Who's using it?
Mina. Okay, I'm not gonna make the shot, it's terrible. It's just a small one. No problem. Singapore is by far more advanced than any of the countries I've traveled to, but I also think that there are things we can do better. How the planning of public housing in new estates can be integrated more cohesively with older estates to account for more social cohesion. How we roll out amenities, how we plan for amenities, so that when people move into new estates, they don't have to wait too long to get access to things like childcare services or coffee shops. I hope that more Singaporeans feel comfortable to pursue their dreams. And I think as we embark on a new chapter, we have to be a place where everyone feels like they can find, you know, their own version of success here. That's not just lip service. That is part of a policy package that I think PM is ready to implement. But I want to make sure in my role as a MP that I hold the government accountable, that in every policy conversation we have in Parliament, that this forward-looking agenda is part of it. Well, one interesting thing about me is in the last couple of years, I've really had the chance to engage with governments and thought leaders around the world in the urban space. And I do see a lot of concerns in our part of the world. In ASEAN, we are probably going to see double the urbanization rate by 2050. And if you've been to cities like Jakarta or Manila or even Bangkok in the last couple of years, you will see that they already face a lot of strain. And I think Singapore has a lot to give in this regard. We have the potential to be a leader in helping countries not just become like Singapore, but I think we need to do better at sharing how other countries can be the best versions of themselves.